So that's the first bar. By the way, is Eileen? I'm not usually disorganized. I am disorganized, but not usually quite this bad. Everybody here has been.
Sorry, everybody
here has been dealing with me for a while, so they're used to it. So. So that's the first bar. So that it's got a C natural in there. Okay, we'll do that again. Three. So the next part, again, we've talked about this before, if you're following the scale, C natural to D is an obvious kind of note to play. And then we're going to come back down the scale. And it's a C natural again. And then a triplet. A, G, F sharp. To the G, right? And then another triplet. B with the C sharp on that triplet, right? So we do bar two again. Again, we talk about when we're doing triplets and those kind of things, you got to play the whole note. Play the note. Don't be afraid to play the note. And lift your fingers. It doesn't matter what instrument you're playing. You got to lift your fingers, even on the fiddle. If you're doing triplets like that and you're not going to do bow trills, you've got to lift your fingers and get the separation between the notes. So let's do those two bars together. Okay, we'll do that again. Three, four. It's actually not a complicated tune. It's complicated because it's chordally different than what we're used to, right? So it's like when we were dealing with the tune last week, where Patty O'Brien doesn't go to the note that you kind of expect it to go to. Here, it's the sound. It's how the tune sounds and the choice of the C naturals and the C sharps, which kind of throws us off a little bit, okay? Okay, let's try that again. Three, four. Again, we're following the scale, so the obvious, we're on D. The obvious note next really is E. So we're going to go to a C sharp, right? So we're going to go E, C sharp, D, C sharp. Let's just do that one bar there, right? Three, four, and. Do it again. Three, four, and. So just anybody that's new here to this and the process that I do, I just want to fill you in. We're learning the melody. And those of you who are expecting the session, we're doing the tune learning first. The session will start at 4:30, okay? My time, that is, 4:30 my time. So in another 40 minutes or whatever it is. So I like to do the melody and we'll learn the notes, we'll learn the phrasing, we'll learn the feel, we'll learn the ornaments as we go. There's no point in learning the whole tune and then going back and relearning because you're adding the ornaments, or relearning because you're adding the phrasing and the rhythm of the tune. Okay, So even though it's slow, we're still learning the rhythm as we go along. So from the beginning. Carried away there. So let's do the first three bars again. Okay, let's do that again. 3, 4. To do a double A there, but a lot of people play single on the next bar. So it's right. So, that's on the last bar of the first line. That's the fourth bar of the melody. So, if you're reading the music, if you're not reading the music, we're still on the fourth bar. So let's do, instead of holding the A, and some people, if you play with them, might hold that A, but I like to do two A's. So it's pretty straightforward. A, A, G, A, D, E. Okay, we'll do it again. In context with tempo, 3, 4, and. All right, the next bar. That's really easy bar, right? All right, so let's do those two bars. It helps keep it in context. So from the fourth bar. 3, 4, and. Okay, again, 3, 4, and. All right, let's do it from the beginning. 3, 4. Right, that's as much as we've done so far. Any questions? I don't know if that's good or bad. Absolutely no questions whatsoever. All right.
Question.
All right, Karen.
I'm having trouble hearing the distinction between the G sharps and the G natural. So I want to ask, are all your G sharps as in the transcription here?
There is no G sharp so far, I don't think. It's C sharp.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see it. Yeah. Okay. I wonder. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Sorry about that. That was probably my fault. Anyway, let's do it from the beginning again. 3, 4. Okay, so the next bar is. So that's pretty straightforward. Again, a natural run up the scale. We'll do that again, starting on the D. 3, 4, And three, four, and. And then the last two bars. So. So we're going from the high A. So that's fairly straightforward. A, G, E, D. And your triplet on the C sharp. So let's do that whole second line of this, the last four bars. On that holding where you hold that F sharp. Again. So that's the whole first part of the tune. Let's do it from the beginning, and I'm going to loop it. I'll play it a couple of times, and then we can review it again after that, right? Ready? Three, four. Too bad. I think I complicated things by starting with the wrong version and kind of screwing everything up a little bit. So hopefully now that we've done it a little bit, it's kind of a little clearer to you all. And it's really not that complicated of a tune. So I can loop it again, and I'll do a couple more times, and then maybe we'll go to the B part just so we have it down. So we don't want to be trying to revisit like we did last week. So yeah, okay, it's written okay. So I'll do it the way it's written for now. Right, so there's a pickup on the B part, the E, F sharp, to the G. That's pretty straightforward. You've heard that. Right? That's very common in a lot of tunes. Again, let's do it again with that pickup, three and in time. Three, four. Again, three, four. So the next bar. So, I'm sorry, I missed that first dino. So. Pretty straightforward. a lot of times when you're learning tunes, and we talked about this last week, it's a lot of it really is common sense. So, you know, the next note that you're looking for is not that far away, but we tend to panic, right? So when we're in that panic mode, we're usually searching for something that's three notes away, like fingering wise or on the keyboard, you know. So then you hear that note and it's way off. So it kind of really messes up your head. So just when you're learning these tunes, just remember, if you follow the scale, then that the next note that you need to play, generally speaking, is not that far away. So let's do this again. Ready? 3, 4. Sorry, let's do it again. Again, 3, 4. The next part, the third bar. So we're kind of repeating, that phrase is repeated for two bars there. And then we'll go down to that F sharp, right? So. All right, let's do it again. I'll count it. 3, 4, and. From the beginning of the B part, 3, 4. Okay, and then we're repeating. So that whole, pretty much that whole last line is the same as the second four bars in the first part of the tune. And of course, that's the beauty about Irish music, right? We only have to do half the work to learn the whole tune. So, right? So let's do the B part again. We'll do it slow, 3, 4. They hold the A at the very end. I like to do two A's. Da, 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 da. I think it's more lyrical, it's more musical, right? So, any questions? You guys are too easy.
No, one question, John. Hi, John.
Yvette, glad to see you home.
Me too, thanks. At the very beginning,
yes,
in the A part, that first set of triplets, I would love it if you could, like, when we get back there, go over just that part slowly.
Yeah, because I left out, when I was doing it, I left out a triplet because there's too many triplets there. So let's take it from the beginning, and I'll just loop it pretty slow. We have plenty of time here, so. So what they do in the third bar, it's too much. You don't need that. So I think that's more lyrical, it's more musical to hold that D. So basically what they have written down, they have a triplet, and I'm just simplifying by not playing the B. I'm doing D, C natural. and then the triplet. All right, so you don't need that, all those notes there. Plus, I don't like the way it sounds going through that triplet, resolving to the B and into the A. It doesn't sound right. It's not really following the scale very well. So, am I going too fast? You guys have to let me know one way or the other if I'm doing okay. All right.
Good pace. Just repetition is learning.
Yes, that's good. But I want to make sure you get the right notes. So, all right. So we'll do it a few more times. Nice and let's be concise. Mistakes are okay. I don't have a problem with mistakes. But let's make sure we try and play the notes. Okay. Don't skip over the notes. Three, four. Point something out here that hopefully would be encouraging for some of you. So my grandfather was dyslexic. My father's father was dyslexic, and I inherited an element of that. So I'm not really a great sight reader, as you guys can tell already. I've proven that many a time. But the thing is, once I get the idea and the basic layout of the music, I'm fine. So hopefully that'll give you guys some encouragement and not to worry about or stress out about learning tunes. So once I got it, you know, it's very stressful when you have an element of dyslexia, both in reading and other stuff, because things get very confusing sometimes. But you trust your ear, trust your instincts in general, and you should be fine. And have confidence. And as much as I screwed up in the very beginning, I knew that I would be able to teach this tune, you know. So I'm not afraid of the challenge, and I'm not really obviously totally afraid of embarrassing myself. So I don't let that stuff get in the way. So what's important here is the tune and the music. And it's a really cool tune. It's a tune that's not played very often, but it has a nice turn to it. So I thought it would be kind of cool to do it. So I'll do it again. Just maybe a tad faster. Sorry. So help you with the phrasing. So think about the phrasing and how I'm playing it and the feel of it as we're going through the melody. Ready? 3, 4. To me playing it, and you can hear, because we're playing it slow enough, you can hear where I'm making some of the notes swell volume-wise, right? So I start off the note itself pretty quiet and then build up the volume in the note. It's like, and the same thing, you could do the same thing with the fiddle, right? You get light in the beginning and then just lean into the bow just a little bit, just get that, what I call the nya in there. You know, it's sometimes it's good to have a nice nya in the melody, especially on the fiddle. It's a little harder to do on the accordion. You know, the technique is a little harder to do, but but the important thing is that you don't lose the tone of the note, regardless of how loud or soft you play it. Okay, so you know, you don't want to play be so light on the bow that you get, you know, you too much air in that note. We still want a nice clean note, and the same with the bellows. So all about how that reed vibrates when the air is going through the reed. So how you attack that note changes. See right there, you probably can't hear it that well, but if I go that quiet and I don't push the right way, the reed is breaking up, right? It's more, you know, like that. So be precise with your notes. How are we doing on time? We've got time. So let's do it again. 3, 4. ¶¶ Any questions? Any thoughts? Any comments? You guys are too easy. My God.
No, one more thing. On the second part again, the kind of parallel set of triplets to the one I asked about in the first part. I'd be great if you could go over just that part slowly, that passage.
On the, you're talking about the first four bars?
No. When it goes into the first the first set of triplets, but then in the B part, there's a similar set of triplets. It's kind of parallels what you're doing in the A part.
Yeah, well, there's a lot less of them, though.
Yeah, that. But that's...
So... So that's the one bar. So it's a B, C sharp, D. And then on the way back up, C sharp, B, A.
Thanks. Right? Yeah.
So the important thing is as you get more familiar with the tune, remember what I said for those of you who are here. Once you play it once, you know it. Okay? So there's no reason for you to... And there's no point in moving forward if you're going to play the wrong notes. Okay? You have it recorded, even if you don't... I played the wrong notes in the beginning because I was working off a piece of music. It was really bad. And I haven't played it in 30 years. Granted, I'm making excuses here. But once we got it, it was...
And they're on the session, are they?
It's on the session, the session.org. But you just have to get the right version. But you can get it from the track.
Well, I have it here. I have the thing here.
Yeah. And that way, it's like I always say, I know I'm like a broken record, because everything we do, right, is repetitive motion, all right? The whole thought process is on repetitive motion, everything you do. My father told me a long time ago, said, if you're going to play... I don't care if you're playing in a concert for 20 people or in the living room. He said, you sit the same way every time. Okay? So when I'm really playing, now here I'm in the comfort of my home and I'm teaching, so I don't generally put both straps on, but I did when I was learning. Okay? So it's good to do things exactly the same way every time. Because you get used to the mechanics of your instrument, you get used to your posture if you're playing a fiddle or a flute, right? You get comfortable with all that stuff. If you keep changing, I never understood people that do this when they're practicing, you know? And it happens. I just don't understand playing that way, to be honest with you, right? So
I play by ear and then I can read as well. So I do it both ways. Use the notes to help me to get the correct notes of the tune. But I really, it's my ear I prefer to play by.
Absolutely.
I got an instrument as a child when I was only 10 years of age. And I couldn't find a teacher anywhere. There was nobody to teach, believe it or not, in Ireland. And I had to make my own way and otherwise throw it there. So I've taken it up again over the last number of years. So that's why I'm back in the learning curve. But as a self-taught person, the mistake that I made as a child, I learned to play on one row.
Right.
So that's the way I'm still challenged a bit by the D, but I'm getting there by the D scale.
Yeah, you'll get it.
I'll get it.
If you look me up on YouTube, I did a couple of YouTube tutorials on the D scale and the fingering and stuff. So
yes.
If you look me up on YouTube. It goes for any accordion player. I did two tutorials on YouTube. On my channel.
I'm a member of Coltis as well in Ireland.
Yeah, well, we won't hold that against you, so. I've been a lifelong...
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know what the start... I want to just join there just a few minutes ago, but it's a C natural first. Do you play a C sharp the second of them? Is that a C or a C sharp?
C natural.
C natural, okay.
Yeah. And then the next one is C natural... But the way they've written it, but I've taken out that triplet. So the way it's written on the session.org on this version, they do da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't like it, Jared. So I prefer to play that. But it's, again, it's a C natural.
It's a C natural, yeah. Sorry, yeah. I wasn't familiar with the tune, but I just wondered, was that it?
Yeah, so that's what happened to me. I noticed, and I haven't played it in 30 years or what, but so you kind of have it in your head, but you don't have it in your head. So you don't hit the C sharps until the third bar.
So, right, yeah, coming back down, yeah.
Yeah, let's play it a couple more times, and then we'll be ready for the session. Right? I'll count it in for you. 3, 4.
Thank you.